off the ball.
GAA.
They don't depend on Alan Connolly. But I do think that in a big game, he could be the guy that scores a goal that changes a game.
Join in the obsession.
Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
GAA Daily.
On Off the Ball.
With Optimum Nutrition.
The official performance nutrition partners of the Gaelic Players Association.
I'm Rory O'Hagan and this is GAA Daily on Off the Ball with Optimum Nutrition, official performance nutrition partner of the Gaelic Players Association. Coming up on today's GAA Daily, team news ahead of tomorrow's All-Ireland Hurling Championship quarterfinals. Clare look to bounce back from their Munster final heartbreak and we look ahead to the All-Ireland football preliminary quarterfinals. But first, Cork have named their team for tomorrow's All-Ireland Senior Hurling Championship quarterfinal against Dublin. Seamus Harnady returns for the Rebels. The St. Eithas club man missed last week's win over Offaly due to a knock, but is fully fit and goes straight back into the starting 15. Harnady's return means that Conor Lehan drops to the bench. Ethan Toomey remains absent as he recovers from concussion, with Kieran Joyce keeping his place midfield. Damien Cahalan, meanwhile, is fit enough for a place on the bench. For Dublin, boss Micheál Donoghue has named the same starting 15 from their Leinster final defeat to Kilkenny. Meanwhile, Clare will look to put the heartbreak of their Munster final defeat to Limerick behind them tomorrow. They face Wexford in the second game in FBD Semple Stadium in Thurles. The Banner lost on a 126-120 scoreline as Limerick became the first county to win six Munster titles in a row. For Clare boss Brian Lowen, it's back to the drawing board and he says they'll take the learnings from the loss to Limerick.
Yeah, look, it's tough in our group. We come down to win the game. Thought we were in good shape. But didn't win the game, and we have to go back and look at it in more detail and try and improve and tackle the next competition.
First quarter felt like it went to plan. I don't know if it did, but it felt like Clare were motoring well. Quaid makes a brilliant save and Limerick kind of took over in the second quarter up until Duggan's brilliant goal.
Yeah, they. I suppose, you know, we left a lot of scores behind us today, and that's I suppose the big regret is that we did, and you know, against a team like that, you have to be getting the scores when you're putting them under pressure, because you know, I think they had only one shot on target and ended up in the back of the net, and we probably had three, maybe four. And we came away with one goal, and probably that goal is probably the hardest one to get. But look, it's there's a couple of learnings from it, all right. So we'll see how we go.
The Clare team to face Wexford meanwhile shows two personnel changes from that defeat to Limerick. Conor Lean comes into the full back line. Tony Kelly is named in the half forward line. Wexford meanwhile have made one change. Richie Lawler comes into midfield, with Tomás Kinsella dropping to the bench. Three of the four All-Ireland Senior Football Championship preliminary quarterfinals take place tomorrow. Tyrone will have to plan without Con Kilpatrick for their clash with Roscommon. The midfielder was handed a two-game suspension by the Central Hearings Committee after being red-carded in an off-the-ball incident against Cork. The suspension was doubled because it was his second red card of the year. Mayo meanwhile take on Derry and Castlebar tomorrow. Their draw against Dublin meaning Mayo have to take the preliminary route. Cormac Costello's last gasp point for the Dubs saw both teams finish level on top of their group, with Dublin advancing thanks to their superior scoring difference. Mayo's Tommy Conroy says they'll dust themselves off and go again.
Well, look, it's tough walking off the pitch, but you know, a week is a short time, so once we get home we'll be targeting recovery. It's, you know, could be Sunday now, so it could be a 6-day turnaround, you know, you never know. So just the big thing now really is targeting recovery as good as we can and preparing as good as we can for next weekend.
One of the exciting things about Mayo this year has been how you've mixed up the attack. Like, you look so confident there when you had the ball in your hands and you were taking lads on. Do you feel like that out there in the football field?
Yeah. I suppose that, that's probably the one thing I try and target. Playing against teams like this, you know, you need to back yourself. You need to try and get at your man, because if you don't, you know, they're just gonna get turnovers, because they're set up well defensively. So you need to try and probe, take on your man, draw in players, and do as much as you can to try and set up a good attack.
Derry boss Mickey Hart meanwhile says he and his players have ignored the criticism.
How difficult has it been, just on a human level? There's so much noise, so much criticism on both you and the players. I know the players will try and wrap yourself up in a bubble, but you're humans, they go to work, they'll hear the noise. How difficult has that been?
Well, I just feel for the players. The players don't deserve that. The work they've put in this year, the level of performance they've put in throughout the league, and just because they went on a bad run of championship games, they don't deserve all that's been sent their way. As for me, I'm in the happy position where I don't read it. So those who are sending those vitriolic remarks to me, I'm sorry, you're getting no joy out of it because I don't know about it.
No one has forwarded you the WhatsApps or anything like that?
Not a bit of them.
But it's the opposite end of the spectrum now. To build on it for next week, the game comes thick and fast. Is that a good thing in a way that you have, you know, try and build on this so quickly?
To be in the competition, there's no choice, but the game comes up next week. Look, at we're in the same position when the game starts next week. We need a result, and whoever that might be, we have to be sure that we're as ready as we can be to get a result. And that won't be easy.
Galway against Monaghan is at Pearse Stadium tomorrow from 4 o'clock. Galway drew with Armagh last time out. Pádraig Joyce says they'll have to put that game to the back of their mind.
Yeah, there is a lot of positive. Lads played well. Look, we knew they were training really well the last while, working really hard. But look at again, just some of the shots there we took and missed. You know, we just can't be doing that. You know, we can't hand pass two balls like that. Just put them away, finish them. We took another score to win the game for us, obviously. But we weren't in control of the game. It was just disappointing. We just didn't see it out. You know.
And looking ahead to next week, it's a home game, but you're not thinking about that yet.
We are. We spoke about it there. We've no choice now to think about it because it's going to happen. So, thankfully, it's a home game. So we'll see who comes out in the morning. The draw. We'll get ready for tomorrow evening.
Pádraig, it's like a draw that feels like a defeat. It was so good, so right. It was a lot of, you touched on there, but particularly in the third quarter, I thought we were motoring nicely.
Yeah, no, we were. Like, it is a bit disappointing that we didn't get the result. Obviously, we needed second year in a row score difference killing us, you know, and head to heads, whatever. But look, it is what it is. The lads played really well overall. In fairness, we did a lot of stuff right. Just as we just didn't finish the job, a little bit ruthless at the end, clinical scoring. You know, you see the top teams when they're 4 or 5 points up, you just have to go 6-7, just kill the game, which we didn't do. And fair play to Armagh, they're a good side, we know that. They're unbeaten in football, you know, bar the penalties the last couple of years, but we just left them in the game and they fought the way they're always good. We knew they were going to fight us. We've played them now 3 times in a row, only kick of the ball between us in the 3 years. So look, we competed very, very well. It's just a bit down that we didn't win the game by a point.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Off the Ball GAA feed to keep this podcast coming to you Monday to Friday. For the best Gaelic Games coverage, become an Off the Ball member now by visiting offtheball.com/join. I've been Rory O'Hagan. Thanks for listening.
GAA Daily.
On Off the Ball with Optimum Nutrition, the official performance nutrition partners of the Gaelic Players Association.